Destiny is the study of consequences. A study in destiny is a study in consequences. Because if you think about it, the quality of your life, how it turns out, is the consequence of a variety of things that have happened before. If you take one action versus another action, you're going to have very different consequences in your life. You're going to have a very different life. It's interesting to see what people's beliefs are about destiny. Ultimately, destiny is who are you going to become and what are you going to contribute in your lifetime? Because everything else is going to go away. Someone else is going to own your cars. Someone else is going to own your home. Because sooner or later, you're going to be worm food. And the only thing that's going to last is who you became. That's the part that, depending upon your spiritual beliefs, maybe you take into the next realm. And if you don't have any spiritual beliefs, it's the only thing people are going to remember. They're going to remember who you became and what you contributed. That's the only thing you have any hope of remembering, any hope of taking with you. So that's your ultimate destiny. Who are you going to become? What are you going to contribute in your lifetime? Which means you have a destiny up until this moment. If your life ended right now, you could probably define very clearly who you've become and what you've contributed or failed to contribute or failed to become. So something can be measured in time, not just someday when you get there. But the ultimate destiny is where you're going to end up in that area. So if we're going to study consequences, we're going to say, what are the things we need to study to ultimately become who we want to be and contribute what we want to contribute in our lifetime? And so when you look at that, you begin to realize that everything in life has four parts to it. Everything has four parts. And that is, everything in life is a cause set in motion. And for every cause, there's going to be a what? An effect. Now, if you think a thought, is that a cause set in motion? Yes or no? Oh, yes. Let's say you think about a situation of like cheating on your spouse. Thinking about that thought, does it have an effect in your body, in your psyche, in your belief structures, in your feeling about yourself, and about your identity? Yes or no? And then for every effect, if you go to that cause again, if you think it more than once, or if you overeat, is that a cause set in motion? Is it going to have an effect on your body in that moment? Yes or no? But if you overeat again, you think that thought again, you take that action again, that effect builds on the last effect and it creates a direction. A direction. And for every direction, there is an ultimate destination or destiny. Does that make sense? So if you want to think about cause, another word for cause, another word for it could be action, couldn't it? Because when you think a thought, is that an action in your body? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. If you do something physical, is that an action? Yes or no? So then you could really say that our actions are shaping our destiny. You say, well, that's pretty obvious. But you notice something. It's not instantly affecting your destiny. There's what we call here a lag time. This is the good news and the bad news. A lag time means, very simply, that when you take an action, there's an effect. But it doesn't affect your destiny unless you take that action a few other times or it's stacked on past actions. Do you follow me on this? In other words, you don't just get to a destiny. You have to be heading in that direction for a while. To be heading in that direction for a while, you have to have accumulated several effects, right? In order to do that, you have to take action on a fairly consistent basis, either consciously or unconsciously, in that direction. So it's not like you screw up one time and your whole destiny is destroyed. That's pretty rare. But similarly, you suddenly go on a diet and you eat well for 1 week, you don't suddenly get the body you deserve. In fact, actually, you have the body you deserve. You don't get the body you desire. Isn't that true? I've been eating well for 2 weeks now. Yeah, but you eat like a pig for 40. Okay, there's a little lag time between when you start doing the right thing and you get enough positive effects to create a direction that you ultimately get where you want to go. That's the bad news. You don't instantly get rewarded. The good news is you don't actually get penalized instantly. If you screw up one time here, you think this thought or you do this thing, and you have a negative effect, it doesn't instantly destroy your destiny. You have to accumulate some critical mass before you get there, just like in finances. Does this make sense? So lag time is your friend, if you understand it. It also, if you're doing the right thing and you're not where you want to be yet, and you start to question, oh my God, I'm not being rewarded, just remind yourself that you're in lag time. And if you stop suddenly and give up, you'll never get where you want to go. And if you stick with it, you may be right on the verge, that tipping point. You know, where you get on that tipping point, it just crashes over on the other side. You may get right where you want to be, but you're giving up too soon because you gave up your faith when you're just in lag time. Now you might say, okay, Tony, then I got to work on my actions. Well, yes, but what shapes all actions is decisions. All actions are fathered by decisions. The child is not possible without the fathering of that child or the mothering of that child, whichever the metaphor you'd prefer. But that's what makes it. That's the seed. There's no such thing as an action without a decision first. Now, the decision may be unconscious in nature, but you made a decision before you took action. Conscious or unconscious, it's there. So what really shapes our destiny is our what? Decisions. How many would agree with that? Say aye. Now, if you think about your life and you look at the last 10 years of your life, I'd be willing to bet you could think of decisions you made that if you made a different decision, your life would be radically different. Better or worse, I'm not sure, but radically different. You agree? Think of some of those decisions. Decisions like, who are you going to love? Who are you going to count as a friend? What are you going to do for a living? Are you going to have children? Are you going to go to date with Destiny Fiji? You know, are you going to leave this area? Are you going to leave this situation? Are you going to begin something new? Are you going to start your own company? You know, are you going to discipline your kid here or let it go by? All those little decisions, radical. What you're going to eat from your dinner plate each night. Seems like a little decision, but it accumulates into an ultimate destiny of a heart attack or the body you'd really desire or the energy you deserve. You follow me on this? So the decisions are what shape your destiny. And what's so great about that is I know you know this intellectually. This is not a new conversation, but you got to get associated to that power. Because all change is nothing but decision. You don't like your job? Change it. You don't like your business? Change it. You don't like who you work with? Change it. You don't like your relationship? Change it. You don't like how you feel right now? Change it. You don't like your energy level? Change it. You don't feel you're connected to God? Change it. And how do you change it? You make a what? A real decision. You don't state a preference, say, I'd like to, I shoulda, I try, I oughta. You decide. You cut off any possibility except the thing you're committed to. And when you do that, you set in motion a cause, effect, direction, and destination or destiny that you really want consciously instead of reacting unconsciously to the environment. Now, why don't we do that? Why don't we do these things? Because our decisions are controlled by what we link pain and pleasure to. Or maybe even a more specific way of describing this is our decisions are shaped by the way we evaluate. Before you make a decision, every one of you in this room has a system for evaluating your decisions. A system for deciding is something worth it or not. For deciding whether or not this would be something good or bad for your life. Whether something's too expensive or just right. Whether it's worth the stretch or not. Whether you should make love or walk away. Whether you should marry or divorce. Whether you should have a child or not. Whether or not you should ask for the promotion or not. You have a system for evaluating things. And this system is more powerful than a single decision. How many follow this? Think of it as like the system itself is the hardware. And the values and beliefs and elements of that system is the software.